Harry Houdini could get out of anything. In fact, it was his traveling show that he would go from place to place, that he would be tied up in chains and ropes. He would be put into a tank of water upside down, and in a course of several minutes, he would free himself from the ropes or the chains. He would climb out of the container of water. Whatever people put around him, he could find a way to twist and unlock and untie and get out whatever people could put upon him. In fact, that was his kind of MO. That's what made him so entertaining, because he would go from place to place and let the people tie him up and chain him up and then throw him in a tank of water upside down, and he had to get out before he would drown. And every single time he would be able to get out of whatever it was that trapped him or snared him or tied him up or chained him up. Whatever it was, he was able to get out, and everybody would ooh and ah the moment he would climb out of the tank of water. Well, this idea of being tied up, of being chained up, is exactly what I think is going on in our text from Luke this morning. Jesus stood in the synagogue after reading from the scroll of Isaiah, telling them that he had fulfilled what the prophet said. But the prophet said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to give liberty and release to the captive." Just like Houdini got out of the chains and the ropes, Jesus was there to get everyone out of their chains and their ropes. Whatever it was that had snared them or trapped them, whatever had tied them up or handcuffed them, whatever struggles they were struggling with that they didn't have the power to get out of or to thwart, whether it be the snare or the trap, whatever it was, Jesus stood in the synagogue on that fabled day and said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to give release to those that are captives, those that were tied up." Now, it's interesting because Jesus didn't come to conquer the world. He didn't come to make a fortune. He didn't come to be served by people. Jesus came into this world for the sole purpose of preaching good news to the poor, that he was the one giving them freedom, that he was dispensing release and liberty. His sole reason for coming was not to help himself, but to help the people that needed him. So the power that he got from God was not to overwhelm the world. It wasn't to establish a kingdom where he gets to sit on the throne and everybody gives him everything. No, the reason God gave Jesus power was to give that power to the powerless. To those that were tied up, he would be their Harry Houdini, to get them out of their chains, out of the ropes, out of their problems, out of the traps and the snares which the world had entrapped them. Whatever it was that had them, Jesus' sole purpose for having God's power, the Spirit of God, was to give people freedom. That begs the question, what's got you all tied up? What chains are around you? What's the handcuffs that have you trapped? Now, there are certainly the things in our world that are outside us that are really good at trapping us. Human history is filled with governments that have enslaved and entrapped people, whether it be taxes, whether it be in a system, whether it be whatever, whether it be a literal jail. But there's also things like our culture and how our culture traps us. To be a young girl in our culture is to be the runway model, and if you don't, you are no one, our culture says. Men are to be strong and tough. We are not to have any weaknesses, including emotions like sadness and grief. We trap our teenagers that if they are not successful, they are nobody. If they do not have the trophies on the mantle, they are nobody. But we can get trapped in debt. Credit cards, mortgages, car payments, those will trap anybody. Those will chain anybody just as strong as anything else is. And our system of medicine is really good at trapping people as well. In monthly prescriptions, monthly visits, it seems that they're not really out to cure us. They're making sure that we're going to stay in the system for visits and visits and visits. But all of those things are outside of us, and all of those things tie us up and chain us up. And perhaps for you, that is what has you all tied up at this morning. But there's also things inside us that can tie us up. Our thoughts, they can consume us so that all that we do is think and stew and ferment over an idea or a possibility. Our emotions, they're really good at trapping us so that we're angry all the time. We're depressed and despaired all the time. Our desires can trap us. A desire for a needle in our arm, for another snort up our nose, for another joint between our lips, for a glass of wine, a shot of whiskey in our hands. The sugar, the salt, the caffeine, the cigarettes that we consume, all of those things can tie us up deep within ourselves. Our guilt, our troubles, our worries, our anxieties, all of those things are really good at tying us up so that we stew over them all the time. Our problems, our relationships, our marriages, our kids, our grandkids, our neighbors, our coworkers, those are all really, really, really good things to tie us up and to keep us worried all the time, even so we cannot sleep. But there's also one big, real thing inside of us that is perhaps the greatest trap of all, and that is the power of sin. Guilt over the things that we have done wrong, the words that we have said, the things that we have done, but also the good we haven't done and we have failed to do, the good thing we could have and should have and we didn't. All of those things, those sins that we've done and failed to do, those are probably the greatest trap of all. And so allow me to go back to my first question. Out of all of those things, and there's 100 more that we could add, what is it that's got you tied up this morning? Whatever that is, hear these words from our Bibles and scriptures this morning. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, says Christ, to take that thing that has you tied up and to give you liberty, to give you freedom, to take that thing and to release you from it. That's why Jesus came then. And more importantly, that is why the Spirit of Jesus is in this room this morning, to take us captives and to give us release, to baptize us, to nurture us, to fill us with the Spirit of God so that we might be free instead of tied up, chained, ensnared in whatever it is that has you at this moment. So hear it once again. The whole reason for Jesus is to make you free. Free from our government and our culture, our expectations, our guilt, our anger, free from yourself, free from your troubles, free from sin, free from death, to give you ultimate and total freedom. That's why God sent Jesus, not to be mean and nasty, but to take the captives and to give them release. And what if he at this very moment wants to be in you, to free you, to give you release, to take your oppressions and to make you not oppressed? Whatever it is outside, whatever it is inside, even if it's sin and death, at this very moment, Jesus wants to put the Spirit, a spirit of freedom, in you. That's the good news. That's what we've been screaming for years. The challenge is, will you let him? Will you allow him? Will you work with him and cooperate with him? If Jesus wants to allow you to be free by putting his Spirit within your heart, is he allowed in your heart? Is he allowed to help? Is he allowed to give you power in your weakness? Or will you be like every other human being, myself included? Will you try to do it by yourself? As if I could fix the problem. As if I had the power to fight the government. As if I had the power to fight culture. As if I had power to forgive myself. As if I had power to understand. Or I could fix my marriage. Or I could fix my kids. I can nurture my grandkids. The delusion that we have been living under for years is that I am self-sufficient. As if I could take my chains and cast them off by myself. You see, the first step to being helped by Christ is to realize you need help to begin with. I can't fix my problems. I can't help myself. I wouldn't know where to start. More importantly, I am my greatest problem. So how do I fix myself? And yet, that is exactly the good news of Jesus Christ. You don't have to do it by yourself. I will do it for you, and I will do it with you. If you let me. If you allow me. If you ask me. If you do it with me and not by yourself. That's the challenge of faith, that we don't try to fix our problems by ourselves. We let Jesus be the deliverer. We let him be who he already is. I mean, that's why he came to begin with. But it means, first of all, I need help. It also means I can't help myself. I wouldn't know where to start. In fact, the more you understand, the more you come to realize, I am my biggest problem. So who is going to save me from me? Me? So my friends, this is the year of the Lord's favor. This is the beginning of God's great messianic age. This is the beginning. This is the beginning of something special. This is why Jesus was sent. To take us captives and to give us release. To be Harry Houdini for those that need to escape. That's why he came, to give us a spirit of power, because we are in desperate need of that power. But the challenge every moment of every day is to trust and rely on his power instead of trusting and relying on yours. To do it together with him and not apart from him. To let him be the boss and you just be the follower, to let him be the one to grant you liberty and freedom and release, and to stop trying to do it yourself, because you can't. So I asked you, what is God? What has got you all tied up? I'm now here to say, you're all free. You're all released. You all have liberty because of what God has done in Jesus Christ. The challenge is, let him be your escape artist. And stop trying to do it yourself. Trust in him, rely on him, acknowledge him instead of doing and trusting that you are self-sufficient. My friends, this world teaches us in the greatest trap that you can be your own God. You can do it all by yourself. Just work hard, have enough money, and you can do whatever you want. That is perhaps the greatest trap and snare of all. But the true freedom to truly start to live as God creates us to be is you were made to be a son and daughter of God, to be freed from sin, from any government, to be free from yourself, to be free from sin, to be free from death. But in order to do that, you must be enslaved to Christ. To trust in him, to rely on him, to be found in him and with him. And I think you find he's not a jerk. He's not mean. He's not nasty. If you doubt me, look at the cross. Is that a mean and nasty king? Or someone who loves and cherishes and wants you to be free? The whole reason Jesus stood in Nazareth, the whole reason the Spirit of Jesus Christ is here this morning, is to say, this is the year of our Lord's favor. This is the year of liberty. This is the year and the moment. This is the age that God wants to start. To bring good news to you, freedom for you, liberty to you, release to you. That's the good news. The challenge for us is, will we let him or will we fight him? Will we yield? Will we resist? Will we run him out of town? Will we let him be who he is for us? Into us? Or will we dare to do like many have done and try to be our own Jesuses? My friends, hear once again the good news. This is the year of release for whatever it is that has you tied up. But in order to do that, you must acknowledge Christ and let him be Christ and stop trying to be your own Christ. And then you'll know joy, love, peace, purpose. You will find you're in the kingdom of God, and oh, what a glorious kingdom it is. So I beg you, I urge you, the Spirit wants to come into your heart. Open the door and let him in, and you will find he can give you release from whatever it is that's got you tied up. And you will start to, in this moment, begin to live. I beg you, open your heart and let him in. And you will find that the kingdom of God has come near. And at long last, you'll be free. May God be given the glory and the honor and the praises of his people for such love, for such grace, for such faithfulness, that he would come to set us free. And all God's people say, amen.